Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. It's going down in Canada now. I mean, it's getting massive because, I mean, that rally is huge. But now they're getting in the cops involved. Yeah, the police are getting involved. You know, Trudeau can't be found. Like, I wonder how long it would take for cops or military something to show up. You have to go back to 1995 to have as many deaths as with cops that have occurred under Biden's watch. I mean, just look at Lori Lightfoot. She had like 22 shot in Chicago. And nothing's being done about it. Well, you got a San Jose mayor that talks about seizing guns from owners if they refuse to pay. Here comes the gun grab. Pay a tax or you can't own a gun. Yeah, I mean, see, Canadians get it. They get you with this vaccine mandate. Sayonara, Sodom. Yeah, that's right. They get you with a vaccine mandate. Oh, yeah. The vaccine mandate. Yeah. It's just it's for the greater good. It's a mandate for the vaccine. Just wait until it's not about a vaccine anymore and it's about other things and trying to run your life and control you and a haircut and a mandated uniform. But the convoy is getting huge and they're standing up for the freedoms of every human. Stacey Abrams, you know, the race baiter. Yeah, she's in a classroom and all the kids have masks on, but for her to be in there, maskless, they have to have... And if you look at 99% of those kids masked, every one of them, they're not designed for pandemic use, so they're not doing anything. All they're doing is they're breathing in and blowing out. And I mean, you were not clean as a kid, and you're going to tell me that that mask is far from sanitary, and I'm sure it's the same one they wear over and over and over again. They don't take them home. They don't wash them. They probably share them with each other. You got a Spider-Man mask? Cool, let me trade. I got so much I want to get into. Oh, so much. So let me get into Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day and evening or whenever you're listening to this. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. It's been a kind of a crazy week. I did one show. Like, I had COVID and all that crap. So, like, and my wife tested positive, and I had to quarantine for 5 days, and I had to test. And when it was positive, I had to go another 5 days. Makes no sense. You know, people are working in hospitals who are COVID positive, but I had to quarantine. Who knows? I don't think anybody knows. They're just making it up as they go. You're like the doctor when he doesn't know what's wrong with you and he leaves and he's looking in the book. It's not the circle or the square. What do I do? You know, I don't think anybody knows. Here, just take a vaccine we just came up with in 2 days. We don't know the safety or efficacy of it. Hey, whatever. But then we had like I think one of my friends in town got recorded 18 inches of snow, so we got a lot. So, like, it was, like, so bad, and I'm like, okay. Like, we like, getting to work and back, it was just treacherous and so much going on. So, I am back full bore ready to go. You know, so thank you so much for tuning in. And we at The Conversation, along with my producer, we all will stand with the truckers. See, Canadians get it. Canadians get it, because if they lose this, we're done. We're done as a civilization. Because if they can force you to get a vaccine against your will, then they can, okay, well, this is what, if you don't comply, here's a whole list of things. If you don't comply, and if you want to be in the, they're going to, and just wait till cities have like Pyongyangs. Wait till countries have Pyongyangs, like where if you're with the regime, you get to go into the nice area. Yeah, granted, it has a radio in your house that plays government propaganda 24/7. You can't turn it down. You can turn it down, but not off. You know, electricity is not guaranteed all the time. You have power outages all the time. You get the rations. So what little food there is, if there is any, you get. The rest of the nation starves. So you lose like probably half of the population due to starvation. You're going to have haircuts. Okay, if your hair doesn't get like 5 styles for guys, 6 for women, and it has to be a government-approved haircut, you ain't got a choice. You're going to have a uniform. It's a mandate. You know, Canadians understand that this vaccine mandate is not just about vaccines. Because if they can force you against your will to get a vaccine, then they can force you to do whatever they want you to. They'll just change what the mandate is. That's why when I talk to people, I'm like, so you support this mandate? Oh, yeah, I think everyone should get the vaccine. I said, I'm not talking about a vaccine. I'm talking about a mandate. Right now, it's a vaccine. But, you know. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. I mean, this sums it up. Stacey Abrams is in a classroom with kids, and every kid has a mask on, and she's sitting there, oh, yeah. You little piece of bleep-de-bleep-de-bleep peasants, you will have your mask on and do what you're told, but I will do whatever I want to. Because I'm Stacey Abrams, and I'm a race baiter who can't get COVID. So sick and tired of all these politicians that, oh, you need to be social distancing and masking and all this crap. And where are they? Partying without mask on. Never. And if they have a mask on, trust me, if they have a mask on, it's because 2 seconds before they put it on, before the photo was taken, or they're going to go speak right before they get on stage, off to the side, they quick put a mask on to pretend like they had it on the whole time, and then they walk out there, and 2 seconds later, take it off. They ain't wearing masks. They don't believe in this bullcrap. They want to control you. And they know they can do it for the most part, because how you people are damn near wanting to pull your gun out and kill people over toilet paper. Then you got that idiot kid that's like, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to 700 stores. I'm going to buy every ounce of sanitizer and bleach and everything, and then I'm going to try to sell it for a profit, because when people want sanitizer, I'll be able to sell bottles for $1,000. I'm glad that dude got busted. Yep, nah, thinking he's going to make a fortune off of. I'm glad he got what came to him. You know, they're bringing in the police in Canada. Bring it. An ex-Obama ambassador to Canada appointed under President Obama cautioned U.S. groups late Saturday night that they must not pursue cross-border disruptive activities by funding Canadian Freedom Convoy protesters in Ottawa and beyond. Are you kidding me? We're not only going to do that, I'm giving it just a little bit. And if that GoFundMe thing, if they don't actually get that money to the people, and they actually 199% say that they're not giving that money, I'm giving them a little chance. I am deleting my GoFundMe. I'm not going to support an organization like that. It's bullcrap. But you think that's going to stop us? You think they're going to stop? They know that if they don't hold the line now, their freedoms are done forever. Listen. What does the National Anthem of Canada say? It says, O Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. With glowing hearts, we will see the rise of a North both strong and free, not communist, free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God, keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Yeah, keep our land glorious and free. Free, not government controlled. And they got people brainwashed. I can't believe you don't support this vaccine. No, I don't support the vaccine or a mandate because you idiots are stupid to think that, oh, they can force you to get a vaccine, but they can't force you to do anything else. If you allow them to take away your freedoms, it's amazing how many people are willing. I've had people that say, they can take as much of my paycheck as they want to. So, I mean, if it means health care for everybody, you can shove it up their ass. Sorry, I don't want to pay any taxes. See, I think that's how it should be. If you don't want to pay taxes, you shouldn't have to. There are all these people that want to pay pension more. I told this lady, I said, go ahead. Then I should have the right not to pay any. Why should I have to pay taxes if I don't believe in it? I don't think it's right. Well, and then when they give me crap like that, look at all this stuff that taxes pay for. So I have to live within my means, but these politicians that get paid for my taxes and don't do a damn thing, they can spend whatever they want to. Sorry, no, thank you. You make no sense because if you want to pay more taxes so that people can have free healthcare for all, go right ahead. Don't stop me. If I don't want to pay taxes, why should I have to? If you want to pay more, you should. Like for the longest time, I had the argument of, well, they want to get rid of the penny and just round up. I'm like, well, I want to round down. I'm like, I can't believe how many people say that we should get rid of the penny and round up, not down. Are you kidding me? I think we should just take and get rid of the change altogether and just round up to the nearest dollar. Yeah, and you know what they'll do? They'll make everything to where the price is like $1.01 or $2.01. That way you get rounds up to 99 cents more instead of, that's how stupid people are. If the government, if you had a choice between a products being like 101, 201, 301, 401, and round up, 99 cents or round down, they would vote to round up and lose 99 cents of their money and have it be $2 instead of $1. That's all. I mean, there's a video where they go to this couple. It's just one person. And he says, what do you think? Joe Rogan is accused of in Africa killing a triceratops. And he wants to bring it back. What do you think? I think, and it doesn't, I don't, you can say that they fished her. If you came to me and said, yeah, Donald Trump's son was in Africa and killed a triceratops, what do you think? I'm like, Donald Jr. killed a dinosaur that's been extinct for how many millions of years? Are you kidding me? Is this a joke? I mean, they actually were like, I can't believe he did that. They weren't like going, a triceratops is a dinosaur that's been extinct. I mean, one person that you find when you say, I killed a triceratops. Someone, I mean, are you that, I mean, how can you not know what a treasure? Oh, I don't. That's what's wrong with this world. When people are that stupid. I can't believe Joe Rogan killed the Triceratops. Yes, folks, the dinosaurs are extinct thanks to Joe Rogan. That's what's wrong with this country. You have people that, I can't believe you won't get the vaccine. And what has it done? Show me where the vaccine has done anything. I got COVID and I wasn't as sick. It's the vaccine. I got COVID and wasn't that sick and I didn't have the vaccine. There's so many people now that, oh, I would have been way out of pipe in hospitals if it wasn't for the vaccine. And that same person who says that they would have been sicker if it wasn't for the vaccine. I don't know what to do. Because I wasn't that sick and I didn't have the vaccine. I mean, I don't mean to put any, I'm not going to mention any names. But someone really close in my family, someone that's in my family, you know, that I know, they're like family to me, you know, had a stroke. Him or her had a stroke. And it's crazy because I know people that, I have a friend that's like an exercise junkie. I mean, has a health club and everything. Does the workouts like you're at like a 1994 college bar, but you're not drinking. You're just, you know, you're just getting down and dancing, but it's called exercise. I don't know what the heck that jazzercise, whatever the heck that is now. I don't know. They did that kickboxing thing, the Thai bowl crap, where people think they're learning karate when they're actually just working out or supposedly, you know, one of those things. And they do yoga and Pilates and all this stuff and had a Widowmaker. And if it wasn't for her being in, like, tip-top triathlon shape, she wouldn't have made it. Because, I mean, like 4% survived that type of heart attack in a hospital, where they're in a hospital. And she was at the working out at the health club that she owns. And then you have other people smoke a carton a day, and then they have problems. And like, well, if I would have been, you know, and I'm not putting anybody down, but I've seen people that are healthy as a horse, that like eat nothing but yogurts and Sprout, work out 50 times a day and die. And I see people that smoke a carton of cigarettes every day, have 50 beers, and live to be 99. What people need to do is they need to go back and watch Dennis Leary's No Cure for Cancer. I remember when that first came out in England, when they were touring in England, they had people outraged. There would be like a full-page article where ladies like, my son's dying of cancer and da-da-da-da-da and how dare, this is so insensitive. And like, I guess you need to come see the show because the title of the program could have been called No One Gets Out Alive. No matter what happens, you're going to die. No matter how healthy you are, at some point, you're going to have to go and answer to God. All of us are. And it don't matter. Live your life. You know, it's those yogurt sprouting mothers that get killed by a guy smoking a pack and a half a day. Sorry, officer. I didn't see him. I was too busy smoking. You know, not to take light of the subject, but we're all going to die, folks. And, you know, you need to be healthy in some respects, but I've seen healthy people have issues. You know, when you take, like my friend, okay, she works out for a living. Like, every day she does yoga and all that stuff. And had a Widowmaker. Who knew? That's why they say cigarettes may cause cancer, because some people do okay with cigarettes. Other people, like my friend, this person lit up a Marlboro He took a couple hits, put the marble down and clutched his chest, and bam, 50 years old. He's on the ventilator, basically. He has a thing keeping his heart going and breathing. I couldn't imagine losing my wife. I couldn't. She is my heart, my soul. She means everything to me. We have freedoms in this country. That's why you can smoke cigars and cigarettes if you want to. You can drink if you want to. You can do certain things. The government doesn't mandate that you can't do certain things. You know, these Canadians get it that, hey, we don't hold the line now. This is what I should say. Okay, if you're going to keep this mandate for the vaccines, then you need to change the national anthem of Canada. And it'll be like this. It'll be like this. With glowing hearts, we will see the rise of the North, both weak and controlled. From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land trashed and controlled. You know, I mean, they need to take free out of there. If you're going to be forced to wear a mask and forced to wear have a vaccine injected in you against your will, then how can you say strong and free? How can you say you're free? Oh, how dare you? They're having people who have antibodies get this Omicron. They're having people vaccinated get this Omicron. People who are unvaccinated get this Omicron. This is, the vaccines worked, we wouldn't have 50 variants. Hey. And one of my friends is writing me. Where is that? But anywho, you know, I just write her back. But thanks so much for tuning in. And that's where we're headed. They know that it's going to be like dominoes. Wait a minute. I gave up my guns to protect the kids. Yeah. I gave up my guns to protect the kids. If you don't have any kids and you want to be a gun owner, how are you going to affect kids? Show me where a law-abiding citizen in their right mind grabs a gun and just starts randomly shooting people for the heck of it and just killing people. Show me where that's happened. Show me where a law-abiding citizen is using a law-abiding gun that's actually legally registered and owned by them that is just randomly killing people. Show me the number of deaths by law-abiding citizens killing people that are not trying to attack them. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? You know, like a law-abiding citizen like me just shooting at people for no reason. They're not attacking me. I'm just going into a grocery store and just start killing people. It ain't happening. That's what they want you to believe because... Well, if you want to ban guns, then why does the Secret Service need them? Because the president shouldn't need to have guns to protect him if we can't have any. If guns are banned, then why would the police need guns? Why would the military need guns? Why would the Secret Service need guns? How about this? We take away all the guns from all the Secret Service and all that stuff. The president cannot protect himself at all with guns. They can use laser blazers. That's right. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. They say like over half think that this country is going in the wrong direction. I want to meet that percentage that thinks that this country is going in the right direction. I want to meet the people that think that this country is going in the right direction. Everything's going good. That's what I want to see. Oh, it's going great. I want to meet the person that was paying $1.70 a gallon gas, now is paying $3.25. I want to meet that person. That's what I want to meet. I want to meet that person. I want to have them rationalizing. So I'm going to have them rationalizing. And it's coming because just remember, you don't have to have health care, but if you don't, there's a fine or a tax. Because Obamacare is unconstitutional, but as a tax. See, gun ownership is legal under the Constitution. It's a constitutional God-given right. Well, what they're going to, I guarantee you, they're going to try to put a firearms tax or something on there, and if you don't pay the tax, you can't have a gun. And well, you may think, well, it's only $10. Come on. I'm going to keep my gun. And then next thing you know, it's $30, $50, $80, $1,000. Then they put ammo. Then they put a tax in every round of ammo, and you're going to have your ammo registered. So you're going to have to go to a station with your ammo when you buy it and have it all registered. And every gun, every bullet's going to have a serial number, and you're going to have everything registered. And they're going to tax you for every bullet you have. Oh, you can have it. You can carry a gun as long as you can afford that $4 million a month to have for the taxes and fees. Don't worry. Well, we're not taking away your gun rights. We're just having a tax that you have to pay to keep your gun. You know, because if you don't do that, we're going to have to take away your gun. I mean, come on. It's just a small price to pay for being able to carry a gun. It's called a tax. And then they'll make up some bullcrap reason like the San Jose mayor. This is for the city's new liability insurance requirements for gun owners. Yeah. They're going to get you to buy into some little tax or some little thing to have a gun or do whatever. Just wait until they go to a restaurant. It's not a vaccine you need. You need to do something else. And they just keep adding stuff. That's what people don't realize. I've got about 30 minutes left in the program, folks. They're chipping away at your freedoms. You're like a tree. It's chipping away and chipping away and chipping away until eventually you have to yell timber, and then the thing goes. That's what's happening. They're just slowly chipping away at your freedoms, and they're trying to do it in a way that, well, I mean, I can't believe that guy's going to kill the whole world because he won't get vaccinated. How dare he? Colin Powell died and he was fully vaccinated. Whoopi Goldberg's fully vaccinated. So you don't hear about that now because now he hears a comment. I can't believe me. I can't believe the Holocaust wasn't about race. Okay. Oh, how insensitive. Yeah. Dude, those comments will be played 24/7, 365 on every network to the one viewer. I mean, if that Stacey Abrams photo doesn't speak volumes, look at me. I'm the elitist. I don't have to do this mass crap that you all do. I mean, don't worry, folks. It's okay. I mean, in Vegas, in places, they've already tried to, they're already trying to, like, you have to pay for testing. For what? So this person who's fully vaccinated who gets COVID. He doesn't have to test every week, but I have to. And then there's some places, like, if you're vaccinated, you can come back within 4 days or 5 days if you test. Dude, you can test positive. Nothing makes sense. They can't make sense of this crap. Folks, you have a mask on, right? Of course you do. You have a mask. Since you have a mask on, you're safe. You're fine. Don't worry, folks. But I don't have a mask, and I'm hurting. How can I hurt you if I don't have a mask on, but you do? If your mask works, it's not going to hurt you. Pardon me, but, you know, I mean, seriously, there was a girl that was beaten up because she refused to wear a mask. She didn't have a mask on and was beaten by these people. I don't care. I mean, I hope you're not vaccinated. I hope you're vaccinated. You have a choice to do what you want to do in life. We all do. Whether you support this mandate or not, you should stand, because if you don't stand up for the rights of freedom now, then we're going to lose all our freedom. And that's a big issue, because so many people right now don't get that. We all need to stand up for our rights while we have them. You may not agree. I mean, I'm one of those kind of people that I'm kind of torn, because do I agree with what Whoopi Goldberg said? Heck no. Not in a million years, but should she have the right to say what she wants to? Yes, she should. It's like these, this Joe Rogan and all the N-word and all this. I'm like, when I grew up, I was in the teens. I was a deadhead. But I still remember that NWA group. Yeah. I don't think you could get away with them being a group now. I don't think you could. I mean, I know back then it was very controversial, but now it's like, anybody says it, it's like, how dare you? Why don't we be real? I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and see, there's a little thing when I grew up, you had a knob on the TV to change the channel. If you like what I'm saying, great, listen. I have listeners around the world. If you don't like what I'm saying, you don't have to listen. Or you can say, yeah, you shouldn't agree with everything I say. If you voted for Obama, you should. Okay, I like Obama, but I didn't like this about him, or I didn't like that. I mean, there are people that I don't think. When it comes to like a Bill Clinton or an Obama or like a Biden or something, they can never find anything wrong. Like they haven't done anything, okay, I kind of feel like there were some snake oil salesmen around Trump. There were people around him that were kind of like, okay, like they, I didn't like Barr. I liked what he did, but okay, called executive order. Yeah, you may like, and I've said this before in the program, you may like what Trump did and these executive orders he signed, but just wait until there's someone who is passing executive orders that you don't agree with. And that's the problem. We live in a society where it's my way or the highway. You think like I think, or you don't have an opinion. Like, you can have an opinion as long as it lines up with mine. I don't care if you disagree with me. You can call in and say, hey, I disagree. And like, okay, great. Welcome to the conversation. It should be our right to help those truckers if we want to. I have family that drives truck. I have family that runs a truck company. But when you have places that want to, oh, it's a, don't worry, it's a fee. Oh, it's a fee. Okay. So you want to take away my gun if I don't pay a fee? Okay. Well, if you accept that and say, hey, I'm gonna allow that, then they'll fee anything. Now, you don't have to breed, but if you want to breed, you got to pay a fee. No, and that's where we're at. I mean, all the fees you have to do, you have to have a nitrogen tax on your tires. I mean, they have places like in Pennsylvania and California where you have to have your car inspected. And if it doesn't meet inspections, goodbye. Car ain't driving. I look at cars in Indiana a lot and I'm like, yeah, that wouldn't pass a Pennsylvania inspection. No, not even in a million years. Okay, buddy. You're going to have to put about 10 times what that car is worth into it to get it to pass the inspection. Especially when, you know, because I have friends and family out there in PA, and they know people out there, and when they go to their shops to do the inspection, they know all kinds of tricks to bypass stuff. Like, okay, if they'll reset the service engine soon light so it's not on. Because if it's on when you get the inspection, they won't pass. So they do stuff like that. That's why if you ever go to a car auction, always make sure to take a thing and have it and plug in the computer to see if it has any codes come up, because a lot of times reset that thing that morning, whoever owns the car trying to sell it, so that, oh, look, there's no service engine tune light on there. But if you connect the machine up and check and run codes and see what the codes are, if there is none, you're okay. But if there's, that way you can find out. But, you know, I just look at some of these cars where I live. I'm like, they wouldn't pass the Pennsylvania inspection. But, hey, if you want to have a car on the road, you have to have registration and licensing and all this stuff. You have to have insurance and all these things that it's okay, folks. And people bought into this over the years. Now to where there are people like, okay, I'll pay a fee to have a gun. I'll pay a fee for this. So now, how dare you not want to get the vaccine? I mean, if you would just shut up and get the vaccine and comply, there wouldn't be a mandate. Well, that's kind of what the governor of New York said before he got taken out of office. Well, you know, these vaccines were never optional. We were just hoping people would just shut up and get them without even thinking about it. But now that people are refusing to get it, now we got to do something, because now we got to show our hand and prove it, hey, folks. These vaccines were mandatory. They were going to always be that way, but we just didn't want to say that because we didn't want to come out and admit that, hey, we're trying to control them in your lives and tell you what you can and cannot do. There's an old song, I can't believe I called it old, but a great song by Tom Petty. There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say, hey, hey, hey. There goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. I hope that Joe Rogan gets to say whatever he wants to. He has the right to. I hope I can say whatever I want to. We have freedom of speech. I don't like the KKK, but they have the right to say what they want to say. They have the right to assemble peacefully and get their message across. You don't have to agree with them. If they get violent and start shooting and killing, then there's a problem. Black Lives Matter has the right to peacefully assemble and speak their message. Burning buildings and looting and rioting is not one of them. You don't have to agree with them, but They have the right to peacefully speak their minds. It doesn't matter where you live in this world. You can live in France, Germany, England, Ireland, Brazil, Mexico. You have the right to be free. It's a God-given right. The problem you have is people who take advantage of that. Well, let me see what I can do. Let's see what I can get away with. It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant and you all get 10 bucks to eat with. And if you spend over 10 bucks, you got to pay for it. And a bunch of people get the $15 meal and walk out before, and they just walk out without paying their extra $5. And then it comes in, you have a ton of, we have 60 bucks to go. And then people that got the $8 meal end up pitching in money to cover the cost of the people that paid and got a $15 meal but didn't pitch in for the extra money. Like they said in the beginning, you can get anything you want over $10, but you got to pay for it. So if you get a $20 meal, you just got to pitch in 10 bucks. But people don't do that, and they just leave. And it's all fun and dandy. Well, I'm just going to get that $12 meal. I'm not going to. And then you walk out. And you don't pay that extra $2. Someone else says, well, if he's getting that $12 meal, I'll get that $14 meal. And everyone just keep, well, heck, I want that big steak. I'll get that $20 meal. Before you know it, then when that first person sees that guy not pitching the extra $2 and walk out, he's like, well, heck, if he's not going to pay that extra, then I'm not paying. And then before you know it, none of the people that got the extra, got the more expensive meal, pitched in to cover the cost, what was above that $10. And then you got a huge bill of like $60, $70 from everybody, and the people that didn't get the expensive meal, have got an $8 meal or $5, whatever, just got the sandwich or soup and spent under the $10, they're pitching in extra to cover the cost. And the people that didn't, no, they spent extra, but they didn't pitch in to cover the cost above that $10, whether it was the $2 that was more than the $10 for the meal, or the $4 because it was a $14 meal, whatever the case. And that's what's kind of going on here. Because, well, it's just, what do you think? Oh, it's just a little fee. Why not, dude? I'll pay a little fee just so I can have my gun. I'll do this little thing. I'll do that. And before you know it, that little vaccine becomes a second shot, and a third shot, and a fourth shot, and a fifth shot, and a sixth shot. And before you know it, you've had 30 shots. It's just. No. At some point, you got to say enough's enough. I'm drawing the line here. I have freedom. Our founder said, give me liberty or give me death. Not, well, except for snowstorms and pandemics. I'm one of those people that call me inhumane in a way, but okay. Folks, we are doing a mandatory evacuation. There is a hurricane coming. If you want to stay in the house, then you're on your own. And if you get stranded there, then you get stranded there. We will not come help you. If there is a tornado coming, you have the ability to get to, let's say, a community shelter and get underground. You can do it. If you don't want to do it, then, and we say, hey, we've got a bus. Everyone's getting on this bus. If you don't get on the bus, if something happens to you, we're not going to help you, because you had the opportunity to get onto this bus and get to this, a block and a half away, to a stairwell that goes, you know, 50 feet underground, and it can hold 1,000 people, and it'll protect you. You know, you there should be consequences for your actions. And then I said that to someone one time, yeah, there should be, like, you know, like, well, and then they started going off about, you know, the healthcare costs because of being unvaccinated. I'm like, well, Colin Powell died. He was vaccinated. So I know people that have been in the hospital on a ventilator who were vaccinated. So how does that your point is null and void. I guess, like, my wife and I have been, she's my producer, and she's been sending me all kinds of stuff with this convoy and stuff, and we're trying to make sense of all this, because nothing in this world is making sense. Like that guy that says, Joe Rogan killed a Triceratops. Are you kidding me? Bells should be going off in your head going ding, 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 ding. That's a dinosaur, and it died millions of years ago, and it's extinct. Kind of like that. It took me a while to figure this one out one time, because there's a thing that has 1 through 15, and it says, like and share, or whatever, when you figure out the mistake. And I quick read part of the, when I read like half of the sentence, I knew what the sentence read, so I didn't read the whole sentence. I didn't look at that last word. And I kept looking at the numbers, and it wasn't until I went back and I read that whole sentence completely that if I would have read that sentence instantly in the very beginning, the whole sentence, I would have gotten that mistake was misspelled. But I didn't, my mind knew what the sentence said, so before I even finished reading it all, my head read the rest of it without even looking at it. And that's why, like, what's wrong with this? I don't see anything wrong until I actually look and read the whole sentence, you know. And it didn't make sense. I'm like, what's wrong with this? These numbers are fine. And, you know, I didn't read the whole thing. And with this world, we're trying to, like, nothing's making sense. My mask is so great and protective. Your mask is, since you're not wearing one, you're contaminating, within my mask would not be, if you got a mask on and it fully works, like if you're in the army and you go into the gas chamber and you put that mask on, and when they say go, you take the thing off. My name is Private First Class Kyle Wilcrout. My number is 214687. You read your numbers. Okay, if you got your mask off, you're coughing your lungs out trying to read and recite everything that they told you to. Everyone else that has their mask on is perfectly fine. But we live in this world where I'm gonna make you sick because you're wearing a mask and I'm not. If your mask 100% truly works, then you should never have a problem with me infecting you. Trust me, I worked at a place where they wore masks, face shields, and goggles, and they still had, and they were temperature checking. They were sanitizing before and after going from like on both sides of the door. You literally open up the door, you sanitize your hands before and after. You sanitize your hands, you open up the door, then you sanitize them again. And you go wash your hands and you, all this stuff. With face shields, mask, goggles, and they're still spreading it. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. If anyone can help me understand this world, that's the thing that keeps me up at night. Nothing makes sense. He's going to get fired for not getting the vaccine, but then they have people in the hospital that are with COVID, working around COVID patients. He's working with COVID in a hospital because he's working around COVID-infected person, working around COVID-infected people, but he's going to lose his job if he's not vaccinated. It's amazing how many people are getting COVID who are vaccinated, unvaccinated, who have antibodies recently. Anyone can get COVID. It's like the flu. It's almost impossible to stop. But guess what, folks? It's okay. Nothing makes sense. Don't worry. You're going to have someone that tells you that you're going to lose your job if you don't get the vaccine because we need to make sure that we protect everyone around this. Okay, does that mean, like, we got to protect, like, ourselves, like Colin Powell, who died from COVID, who had the vaccine? Does that mean that, you know, that when we have tons of people getting COVID who are vaccinated, I'm lost. I don't understand. You want me to get a vaccine to protect the people, myself and the people around me who can still get COVID no matter what? Well, that's not really, it's just frustrating. Especially when I have people that, you have no, man, you need to get the vaccine, man, because I was sick with COVID, but I was way less sick thanks to the vaccine. Okay, well, I was way less sick with the vaccine, too. No, I was way less sick, and I didn't have the vaccine. Pardon me. But I've had people at the same time as me get COVID that were on their deathbed, and I hadn't. I don't know if they're vaccinated or not, but, you know, it's not here nor there at the same time. But then you have people like Stacey Abrams that's not wearing a mask around a bunch of kids that have those masks that are not even designed for a pandemic, that I guarantee most of those masks they have, the micron level is probably like 200 microns that mask will protect against, and the vaccine and the virus, you know, that's like a 1 micron. Yeah. Don't worry, because I'm sure they sneeze and everything in it, and oh, don't worry. And since the old additive where you wear gloves, and if there's nothing on your hands, then your hands aren't contaminated. Well, of course they're not, because you got a glove on, but the glove's contaminated, and you don't realize it. And next thing you know, oh yeah, that's right. Your hands are nasty because you don't think about it. That's why they've done studies that people that don't wear gloves, like in the kitchen, actually wash their hands more frequently, because their hands get something on their hands, they want to wash their hands to get the crap off. But since they got gloves on, they don't do it. Because they just take gloves off and put new ones on. And I've been guilty of that sometimes, just because you're like so slammed that you don't have time to wash your hands. You got like, you're behind as it is. It's rare, but when I like a sanitation teacher I had, she goes, if you wash your hands every time they're potentially contaminated, you never leave a hand safe. But, I mean, like, the Olympics are going on right now. I used to like the Olympics back in the day, but now it's just gotten so political, and the genocide games are getting so bad. I mean, like, it doesn't matter what country you're from. They're complaining about the horrid conditions that these athletes are, and how they're being treated, and how, like, the quarantine conditions and how bad it is. It's like, yeah, do you want to go to the games? Kind of, but do you want to deal with that? It's amazing, because we support China, which is a communist country, but we don't support Cuba, which is a communist country. It's never made sense to me. Oh, we support China, but not Cuba. There's reasons why we don't do stuff with Cuba, and it should be the same way with China. I've always been someone that says we need to have an embargo in China, but we'll see. Got about 4 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are listening around the world. Don't forget to stand up with these Canadians and everything, because now the police are getting involved and they're trying to cut off the fuel and everything. That's where we're at, folks. But this convoy, we're not going to back down. This is, they're standing up for the freedom of every human being on planet Earth. I would love to know where they got this notion that I'm vaccinated, but you're not vaccinated. And my vaccine works, so you can't, well, if your vaccine works, only unvaccinated people should be fighting. We should be going back and forth. The unvaccinated people should be the ones getting it. The hospital, if they're all vaccinated, they shouldn't have to worry about, okay, I'm here, I'm ready to work. No. The vaccines don't stop the transmission or spread. All they're supposedly doing is make you less sick. But we'll have to wait and see, because it's not, to me, they're a joke. They don't do anything, and I'm not going to diss anyone that gets it. If you want to get it, that's fine. But and if you get the vaccine, and that's your choice, and you shouldn't be worried about me affecting you. How can I affect you if you're vaccinated and I'm not? But we live in this world where they beat up on a 17-year-old girl because she's not wearing a mask. Like, how dare you? How dare you? My mask is so great that you not wearing a mask is going to get me sick. It's amazing how many times I've actually witnessed someone get right in the face of someone who, because they're not wearing a mask. I'm like, well, and I went to one lady and said, ma'am, 6 feet social distance. There's a sign there that says 6 feet. You know, it's amazing because the idiots that are like getting in people's faces about not wearing a mask are not social distancing. Really? How about you mind your business and I'll mind mine? If all your stuff truly does what you say it's going to do, you shouldn't have a problem. You shouldn't be affected by me if your mask works. You shouldn't be affected by me if your vaccine works. Got just under about 60 seconds left, but thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you're as confused as I am about this world, because we're trying to make sense. I mean, you shouldn't have one person in America, unless they're like a 3-year-old, when you say this person shot a Tyrannosaurus Rex or a Triceratops, they shouldn't, like, are you kidding me? Is that a joke? I'll tell you. Anywho, don't forget this, folks. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Wednesday, good night all, and God bless you. Goodbye.